This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's good to be with you again today. In this program, we've been using terms like Israel being set aside and the Jew and Gentile are equal in the one body. I would like to further clarify the meaning of these terms, and in order to understand these terms, we need to look at the position of Israel before and after Acts 28:28. So first, let's look at Israel before Acts 28:28. From Genesis 1 through 11, God was dealing with all men on the same level. No one at that time had any unique call or hope. The only hope was resurrection after the heavens had passed away, and this was at the great white throne of Revelation 20. The nations in Genesis 10 through 11 became so corrupt that God gave them up. See Romans 1:18-32 for the details. God stopped dealing with the nations directly. So God at this point raised up one man, Abraham. He was to be the father of a nation that was going to play a mediation role for the nations. The nations had to go through Israel to get to the true God. So Israel was a nation of priests. See Exodus 19 for the details. At the giving of the law, Israel all agreed to the terms of that covenant. However, they didn't even keep that covenant for 40 days. While Moses was getting the law, they worshipped a calf. When they broke their covenant, it disqualified them for their priesthood role. The Ark of the Covenant contained the law, and it was a constant reminder that they had broken it. The law was added, said Paul in Galatians, because of transgression. The only hope Israel had was a Redeemer and a new covenant. They could never fulfill their mission as a priesthood nation until they were under a new covenant. This is why they remained in bondage under the law. Then finally, in the fullness of time, their Redeemer came. He sealed a new covenant in his blood. Potentially, this was the end of the law. But Israel rejected the Redeemer and the covenant. They killed the Prince of Peace. This Prince of Peace prayed for their forgiveness on the cross. And as a result of this prayer, they were given another opportunity to receive their king and their new covenant. This is what the book of Acts is all about. But they as a nation once again rebelled. And that's the reason the Jewish Christians were still under the law during the Acts period. God was still dealing with that nation. The individual could not be freed from the law until the nation as a whole was free. This could be illustrated in the Old Testament in the case of Joshua and Caleb. These two were ready to enter the Promised Land. They believed God. See the book of Numbers for the details. But the nation as a whole refused to enter in. And as a result, Caleb and Joshua had to wander in the wilderness for about 39 more years with the rebellious nation before they could enter in. And this was the position of the believing Jews in the time of Acts. When God called Abraham, this moved up the resurrection at least 1,000 years. Remember, before God called Abraham, there were no special promises to any nation. The only hope was resurrection at the great white throne. But with the call of Abraham, the hope of resurrection was moved up at least 1,000 years. So since Israel failed in the Old Testament, the Gospels, and the Acts, they will not fulfill their role until this resurrection. Now let's look at Israel after Acts 28:28. At Acts 28:28, God set Israel aside for their unbelief. What this means, in effect, is that they are now on the same level as the nations were before the call of Abraham. There are no special promises to them today, and thus they can't get an earlier resurrection. Since Acts 28:28, there is no distinction between the Jew and Gentile at all. But out of Jews and Gentiles, God is doing something completely new. This is a calling with a completely different purpose. Israel was to be a nation of priests on the earth. This new calling, however, the Church of the Mystery found in Ephesians, is to have an even earlier and better resurrection than the one Israel hoped for. The body of Christ will have a role as mediator for the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. And this calling is by pure grace, not by any special covenant. In this calling, Jew and Gentile are equal. Because the Jews and Gentiles are equal before salvation, they are given an equal position in the body of Christ after salvation. Do you know your hope and your calling? This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.